Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
Good morning and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlynn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada. And again, as we always say, the sun is shining on both sides of the street, but I tell you what, it's been pretty hot. Can't complain because in other cities they're having other issues, but I tell you what, it's been extra warm here the last 2 days. Well, I'd like to thank you for calling us. And if you'd like to call in and speak with us here on the line, the phone number here is area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number, 347-324-5730. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I tell you, I am so excited. I have my co-host in holding right now, the new graduate that she is. We're going to start with her. But we're going to talk about knowing who the captain of your ship is. And I'll explain what that means a little bit later. Do you know who the captain of your ship is? Are you on a ride? Do you know who is manning the ship that you're riding on? I'm going to grab hold of my co-host right now, and we're going to get moving. I'd like for you to grab a cup of coffee, glass of water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed and enjoy yourself with us for the next about 12 minutes. It's going to be a short one today. All righty, I'm going to grab hold of my co-host, and I can't wait to talk to her because I know she's going to tell me who the captain of her ship is, seeing that she has been she was a graduate over the weekend. Talk to me, graduate, congratulations. Daddy, can you hear her? My sister has graduated. Hello, good morning, my sister by mother. Hi, darling.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. I want to talk to the graduate.
Oh, stop it already.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think I can put that into words, but it's been it was a wonderful experience. We had such an awesome, I've never been to a graduation like this in my life. My chance to do a McLeod at Next Dimension University is just, he's over the top. He's such a perfectionist, but he's a man of standards and honor. And what he's put on for us, our graduating class, was phenomenal. I have to show you the video. But it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Good.
We had a lot of artists there, Fred Hammond, Yolanda Adams, Judy Jacobs. I mean, these people just rocked the house. And he also honored them with honorary doctorate. And what's her name? Amarosa.
Yes.
She said it by her first name, I think. Last name, that was a minute ago. I think it's her last name. But she was honored. There was a lot of honorees. Hezekiah Walker. He honored them with Lifetime Achievement Awards and honorary doctorates for their contribution to our world, you know, to our society, to life. So it was phenomenal. It was very emotional at some points because watching them being honored like that, and you know, they response from them being honored with their doctorates were just like, wow. I mean, it was wonderful. And then we had a, on Saturday, I was just totally exhausted because on Saturday was an all-day event, all day. We had to be at the, it was hosted at West Angeles Church in California.
Right.
And we had to be there at 8 a.m. And we didn't leave there until 8 p.m.
That's graduation. Oh, wow,
yeah.
That's graduation.
So, you know, it was,
you forgot.
Oh, my God. But, you know, of course, it was filled with a day of rehearsals and everything. And he's a perfectionist. And I tell you what, if anybody steps out of line, one person steps out of line, the whole group had to go back and do it again. So it was like, come on. It was awesome, though. And being hooded as a doctor, was just like, it was so phenomenal. I mean, everything about it was just breathtaking. And
so what are we titling you now? Okay, so you are, what is your title?
The title is Kathy Howard. Lady Kathy Howard, if you will. I received my doctorate of ministry, doctorate of ministry. Also received my master's. Also received my master's in divinity. I did the master's doctorate program simultaneously.
Oh my God!
So,
beautiful.
Yeah. So I get 2 degrees at once, and I'm now finishing up my PhD. So then I can sit down somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Well, doctor, there's another doctor in the house. If you'd like to talk to the doctor, you can actually call. Area code 347-324-5730. Congratulations. So actually, I'm going to pose this question to you because we have a short show. I know you would be tired. And I'm going to pose this to you. Who is the captain of your ship? You know, when you're actually, say you're on a cruise and you know that there is actually a captain that has to overlook the entire cruise. You're on the Viking cruise. And you know that there has to be someone that's in total charge. Talk to me. Who is the captain of your ship?
Well, for me, it's always God. It's always God.
There you go.
He is the captain. He's the captain of my ship. I can't do anything because it's in him that I live and I breathe and I have my being. And without him, I am absolutely nothing. It is, I don't know how people do it without God. I just don't know. I'm glad I have him. I'm glad I was introduced to him at an early age. But there's nothing that I do without first seeking God, seeking the captain of the ship, and wanting to know what direction to go into. My day is starting with my prayer. What are my steps, God? And so...
Yeah.
That keeps me on the straight and narrow, keeps me on the right path. It keeps me when the waters get really high and crazy and want to rise and the sea is raging. The captain that I trust in, he comes to sea, he comes to water. And so in my life, it's always God. He's always going to be first, always.
Beautiful. Well, that is awesome. That is the answer that I was looking for, especially with the short show today. I wanted to talk about it because I was listening to a song. Oh, well, matter of fact, I was listening to a song over the whole week last week. And the song literally says, I know the captain of my ship, and he loves me just the way I am. He does challenge us. He does call us to a higher level as you got your doctoring. And the bottom line being is that I want to always keep in mind who's running the ship? Who's directing the ship? Who's directing the path of each and every one of us? And while you were away, I was waiting and waiting and waiting to see some pictures. And when I saw them, I leaped for joy for you because I know the challenges you went through. Yeah, you were going through some challenges while you were actually in school. And how you you were one of the people on the ship that stayed your course, because there's always someone that's manning the front of the ship to make sure that it's going in the direction it should go. A lot of times we don't commend each other for the things that we do because we do so much that we don't acknowledge or commend each other for what you're putting into your own self, the investment that you're putting into you. And so I would like to commend you for your fight, your constant staying to the course. And now your ship has landed to where those that would like to can either board the same ship, or those that are on the ship that have accomplished what was supposed to be put before them. And you are able to stand at the top now with the captain beside you and direct for the next set of generations. So I'd like to commend you on that, first of all, and to say to you.
Thank you so much.
Keep up, the work you're doing has not been in vain. It hasn't been in vain.
I'm trying to find some tissue because you're driving me to tears right now. I was like, what's the tissue? But I'm not ready for this morning, sis.
Remember
thank
that
you.
Song,
I so appreciate
song.
That.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you with
remember
the song.
Remember what?
There's a song that says, am I living in vain? And just a reminder that, no, you're not. All of the things that have been, the stumbling blocks that were put before you is only to prove that you have the endurance and that you have stayed the course. And more than anything, the things that are before you are nothing. But remember, we talked about it before. Having the vision of a horse, that in the midst of a crisis or a midst of thing, everything at one time, if your vision is like a horse, it's magnified. That's why with horses they have to put blinders on the side of their eyes to keep them focused to the direction in which they're headed. So you have put the blinders on. Yes, you were aware of everything going around you. But the captain of your ship kept your feet steady. The captain of your ship called you to another level. The captain of your ship said, your job has been well done. And I'm really, really proud of you. And I know that everybody out there, and the reason I wanted to do the show this way is because we don't document enough. You said you did the video, but this is the next day for me. And this is a documentation for you going into the next level. Now, you get to relax a little bit before you start whatever the next thing is. But in the process, enjoy what you've done. Allow yourself to enjoy and be in the moment.
I love to do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me because I'm not good at that. So I appreciate it. I am so grateful to you because you've been on this journey for a lot of it with me, and you had to endure. You had to endure as well. I tell you, if I could give a commencement speech, I would thank everybody who were in my life during that time frame because my whole focus. My daughter laughed at me last night. She was looking at my at the book, at the souvenir book, and I made the chancellor's list, and I came home. I came home with my Medal of Honor on from making the chancellor's list, and she says, "Mom, you just." She's such an inspiration to every one of us. And she said, now I understand because a lot of times I will call you and say, what are you doing? Let's do this. She said, no. And you would say, no, I got to study. I got to do homework. She said, I got so tired of hearing you say that. She said, but now I see, you know, why that was so important to you to stay focused. And I said, and you also see I wasn't lying because to get to that level, you got to be doing homework and a bunch of it, you know. So
right.
It was, you know what I mean? This is the fruit of doing a whole bunch of homework and shedding people out. And, you know, and a lot of times you would say, hey, let's do something on the weekend. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to take the whole day and do work, study and all that stuff.
Right.
But it was worth it. But I did, you know, the people who understand, during that time, there was a lot of stuff I could not do that I wanted to do. So I just want to thank you as well because you held it down. You know, you held it down and you stood in the gap for me as well. So I do appreciate you. I love you so much. I know that you already know this, but I'm going to put you on the spot as well. Just tell you I love you so much and I appreciate you for being in my life during this time. It's such an awesome journey of discovery and I lost some people along the way, and that's fine. I don't care about that. I care about the ones who stayed and who were able to help me to get to where I needed to go. Because a lot of times you have to hold it down when I couldn't, and you still made us look good. So I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. That's part of the walk. We always talk about it. I'm my sister's keeper, and I've never not answered the call to yes, I am. Well, I tell you what, this show was all about you today, so I wasn't going to tell you. That's why I didn't call you. I made it a short one so that you were able
about
to.
Stuff and you
this is it.
Again,
this is all
go.
That it is today. Today is all about your commendation, your to actually give you your flowers, and I want to thank you for being doing what you do and keeping your head above the water. Again, knowing who the captain of your ship is, even when you jump over, you're pushed over into the raging waters, your captain always has a buoy that he's going to always grab you and make sure you're okay. This is First Lady's Blog Talk.
But before we check out, though, I need to know how you're doing, because we haven't talked in a couple of days, and I wasn't able to be on Friday's show. So how is my sister doing today?
Your sister's doing just fine.
You went to a funeral. You have some
today is a short show. Today's show was you.
And, you
and we're
tired.
At the end. No, I'm fine. We're at the end of our show. This has been knowing the
Thank
captain
you,
of your ship, and I wanted to acknowledge and congratulate my sister on her graduation. She thought this was going to be a whole nother thing, but today this was just a documentation of your steps that have been successful. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank you for joining us and being with me as I actually put her in a position that she needed to be in today. I'd like to thank our sponsors, which is the Comfort Foundation, a nonprofit organization that actually takes care of any and everyone when you are in need. And that means if you are feeling down, if you're feeling as though you have no other way, the number is 702-683-6373. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. And I'll let you tell them about our second sponsor, which is Destined for Glory Ministries, which Lady Kathy Howard, instead of Lady, Dr. Kathy Howard, is the First Lady. And Pastor Tony Howard, would you give them the number and the address?
Absolutely. That is Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries, and we're located right over on Rainbow, right here in Las Vegas, at 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And if you would like to call us, our phone number is 702-364-5679. Thank you, Sis.
Wow.
I love you so much.
You are so welcome, and we are at the end of the show. I know with all your travel and everything for your graduation as well as preparation that you are exhausted. So out there in the audience, this is only a platform that we can, as First Ladies, being able to lift you up and let you know that you are a part. You've been set apart for such a time as this. Be blessed. Know for sure that you are in the hands of God and that we appreciate you. Have an amazing day. And I thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Surprise, surprise. Thank you much. Bye-bye.